Triple M's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
All right.
Oh, Matthew McConaughey's here.
What's happening in half an hour, Ollie? Can you tell us about that?
Yes.
Can you tease us through in 30 minutes' time?
We haven't discussed this on air yet, Tom, but we're going away on your dad's boat, daddy's yacht, as you call it, on Friday for about 5 days. Bit of a break.
Yeah.
Short break. And I've got a few questions about how that's going to play out with yourself and your dad being there and what we're going to get up to.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm just wondering what the itinerary involves, knowing what you like to do. I'm wondering how much of the itinerary will be true to what you like to do in your spare time, is what I'm getting at.
Okay.
I'll ask that at about 9:30.
And you're doing this after what I'm doing next. It's just going to be a whole bloody hour of boat chat, is it?
It's a good 40 minutes of Tom on a boat. Let's get the song.
All right. Yeah.
I'm on a boat.
Up next. Oh, bloody tune. I want to talk about masturbation and being angry. I'll fill you in up next. This is Freak, of course. It's Silverchair. You with Triple Ambers, Tom and Ollie. Naughty After Nine. We have questions. It's Freak, Silverchair, Triple Ambers, Tom and Ollie. Hope your Tuesday night's going well. Let's get into this.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Ollie, do you remember that Snickers ad which says this?
You're not you when you're hungry.
Well, I think it applies to me for a certain situation. We are going on a break, a little break next week, because we're so damn bloody hard. And don't worry, we'll still be here. The best of us will still be here.
Alive.
And we're going on my dad's boat up in the Whitsundays, which is outrageous.
Yes.
It's actually insane. Yeah. He's up there sailing, and we've got the opportunity to go up there.
Daddy's yacht. That's what you call it?
Don't say that. Well, the last time I went on a boat with my dad, it was when he was sailing. He got the opportunity to sail from the Caribbean back to Australia.
Did he now?
Which is insane, right? Yeah. And I joined him for before I went on a big backpacking trip, I joined him in the leg in Tahiti. So it was about 2 to 3 weeks on this boat with my dad. My mum came along, a couple of family friends, and another guy that wanted
to. How does
mates.
This relate to Snickers?
I'll let you know in a second, okay? It got to about the 2 week mark on this boat, and it wasn't a big boat in terms of like traveling across the world. It was 40 foot, didn't have many berths, as in many rooms for people to sleep in. Yeah. So I like slept on deck. I didn't have any privacy at all.
Oh God, that's grim.
So when you're 21 and you're on a boat and you don't have any privacy and you're about to embark on a huge holiday by yourself, look, all I'm saying is things are pretty, you know.
Bit pent up.
Yeah, a bit pent up.
You get a bit pent up with dad and was mum there?
Yeah, mum was there. No, it's got nothing to do with the people. I was surrounded by adults. I had no privacy, so I was a bit, you know? It got to the point though, Ollie, and here's why.
Your parents were there. They just happened to be there.
Here's the link to the Snickers ad.
You're not you when you're hungry.
I want to change hungry to horny. You're not you when you're horny, because it got to the point where we're about a week and a half in, where I started getting stroppy like a teenager. I felt like I was 14 years. I had to put my iPod in, sit at the front of the boat, and like act all like, this is the worst. When I'm surrounded by Tahitian islands and I'm having an amazing, once-in-a-lifetime experience of sailing through this place with my dad.
You're overcome with angst.
I was.
Were you kind of going away playing a bit of Freak Silverchair?
I was playing some heavy music at the time. I don't know what it was. Anyway, we stopped off on this deserted island for lunch. We got to have lunch on this island. And I'm like, I'm off for a walk. You know, and everyone's like, okay, all right. Because we've spent a lot of time together.
Why is Tom so angry?
Well,
we just got off for a nice lunch.
I go off for a walk. And then when I come back, I'm like, hey guys, what's going on? Yeah, cool. Let's throw the frisbee. Oh, what have we got for lunch? This is great.
Oh, you came back chirpy.
I came back very chirpy after this walk.
Just went for a quick wank. Walk.
They say clean it up, they say.
I said walk.
Oh, mate, you know, it's almost
camel chaos.
Look, 133353, do you get angry if you don't masturbate or don't have sex? Guys or girls?
Our producer, Big Tom, said it wasn't a thing. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about, Tom. You seem like just a bit of a horned up young lad.
But I think this is the thing. If you're not getting that sexual release, whether it's through sex or masturbation, I think that anger starts coming in. Like, I start to get pent up. I start to get nervy, or not nervy, but like short with people.
Punching walls.
No, I'm not. Am I the type of guy to punch a wall? Well, maybe with my haircut
tonight. I'm just going for a walk. I'm taking my iPad with me.
Okay. 133353. If this phrase relates to you, do you get angry if you don't masturbate? Oh, God. Development show. Then give us a call. 133353. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. New music from Panic at the Disco. It's called High Hopes. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. So let us know what you think about that one, by the way. Head to triplem.com.au. Become a club member. Have a say about the music we play on your Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
I'm asking the question, do you get angry if you don't release? I suppose is the best way to put it. If you don't masturbate, if you don't have a sexual release, do you get angry? Do you get pent up? I mean, it's like the Snickers ad.
You're not you when you're hungry.
But I replace hungry with horny.
It's an interesting theory, Tom, and you sort of put it to us, the story of you on a boat with your family. And
yeah.
How long was it again? A couple of weeks?
It was a couple of weeks. It was 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh,
sure.
It's a long time. Because I can relate to the feeling, like you said, when you eventually got away on the island, you had some spare time and you found a chance to...
Well, because there was no privacy on this boat.
No privacy, yeah.
No.
And you came back happy as Larry. You're like, guys, I'm feeling good.
Let's throw the frisbee. Let's go for a snorkel.
Hey, Dad, I love you. Mum, you're the best. I had a similar experience when I was at a camp. We do a camp with just like a week-long camp, all men.
Yeah, we volunteer, yeah.
And so, you know, no time with the girlfriend. My girlfriend did come down one time about halfway through the camp, so 4 days into it. And I was feeling I felt a bit tense. And then when I saw her and we got some time away.
4 days? Come on, mate.
I'm telling you. We got some time away. We snuck away from the camp, came back, and I was the same. I was like, hey, guys, how's it going? Good to be here.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why you were so happy that day.
That's why I was nice to you that day.
Hey, Miri on 133353. Is it Miri?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. Do you get angry if you don't masturbate?
Oh, absolutely. I get angry when I don't even get sex.
Really?
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. I've got to have it at least once a day, you know. If I go without it for a whole week, I am absolutely the worst bitch, so I go and flog myself.
Really? what do you do? What kind of things are you doing?
I get all my toys out.
Get them out?
Yeah, I know how you do the release. Yeah, we don't even know how about you do the release, but what are you doing with... people? Are you angry? Are you agitated towards others?
I get angry towards my husband.
Do you?
And I say, are you having sex with somebody else? And he goes, no, I'm just tired. I'm going, well, I need feeding.
How old are you, Miri?
59.
59? And have you always been quite, I guess...
sexual active?
Yes.
Absolutely.
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 And it hasn't died down as age has, gone on?
Oh, no. I think it's gotten better.
Oh, wow. Really?
I think it's gotten better because I've actually gotten worse.
Yeah, okay.
And so now...
I think about it all the time. I can't wait to go home to wake my husband.
To wake your husband up. That's, yeah.
Yeah, but that's if you'll give it to me. So then that's okay. I'll just go in the other room and flog myself.
Oh, yeah, brilliant. That's brilliant. Thank you very much.
Very good.
Miri. Look, if you like Miri, if you get angry when you don't get any action.
Where are the men in this conversation?
I don't know. I have no idea.
There's us two, obviously.
Hey, if you want to get involved, if you do want to have a chat, I've got some tickets to Johnny English Strikes Again. It's out in cinemas this Thursday. Give us a call, 133353, and discuss this. Do you get angry if you don't masturbate? It's Dire Straits now. Money for nothing. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. The Dire Straits. Money for nothing. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
We're talking about the effects of what happens when you don't masturbate or don't have a sexual release.
Yeah, it could be without intercourse as well. Mm. If you don't get it, do you get a bit... Tom, you get antsy. You get a bit angry.
I get angry.
Angry.
I get really short with people, you pig.
And have you been open about that with partners? Like, have you been told by someone, okay, mate, go and have a...
Look, it's really rare, though.
It's rare
because you're not... You
because you're a thirsty piggy and you get a lot of it.
Okay, well, we don't need to go into the ins and outs of my
Oh, we do. That's the whole point of this.
No. Well, I can tell you about the time when I went without for about a week and a half, 2 weeks, and I found myself in the situation where I was being stroppy, like a teenager, and I had to walk away and get it done.
Well, I'm worried, Tom, because we're going on the exact same boat this weekend for 5 days.
Yeah, it's 5 days.
Close quarters. Are you going to get stroppy with me and you and our 3 mates?
I'm sure I'll find an island.
And your dad? I shouldn't have said your dad after you said I'll find an island, but... You think you'll get away and find a time? You're really shutting this down, aren't you?
Yes.
Why? You brought it up.
It's weird.
You brought it up.
I don't feel comfortable talking about this kind of stuff, you know, talking about my dad. You're more comfortable talking about nudity and sex and your dad's.
Yeah, I don't care.
It's weird, man. Well, g'day, Lockie.
Hey, mate, how's it going?
Good, buddy. What happens when you haven't done it for a while?
So I don't necessarily get angry.
Okay.
But my brain essentially just turns into mush.
Really?
I can't think straight and everything's like a chore.
Wow.
And I just get really sort of like spaced out and distant. So like if I get to the end of the week and I've been busy and I just haven't had time to myself or haven't seen anyone, you know, just like give me like a few minutes alone in my room, I come out and it's just like everything, it's like, oh, this is how my brain's supposed to work.
Wow, just the whole world opens up. So back in high school when you were studying, you know, some would say there's procrastination, but you had to do that to get your brain
pretty
working.
Much. So if that was the case, I'd be sitting on my bed looking at a blank screen thinking, what is words? I'd give myself 5 minutes, boom, 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 assignment done that day.
Wow. And how long, like, is it until your brain turns to mush?
Well, it depends if I've been busy. Like, if I'm just, you know, having my normal sort of day, you know, maybe every second day or every day just because boy's got needs. But if I've been real busy with work or whatever, then sometimes I just get home and I don't have time and I just go straight to sleep. So it'll get to the end.
Yeah, when you say real busy, you don't mean real busy. You mean busy.
Lucky.
Complete opposite of, yeah.
Is there any way, like, we can test this theory?
No. Oh.
Is that a bit weird? Is it too weird?
I'm pretty much there at the moment. I've been working all day.
All right, I've been working all day.
And I've just finished rehearsals for a show that I'm directing at the moment. And for the whole rehearsal session, I was just like, let's just read this scene now.
Hey, what's your show? Give your show a plug.
Oh yeah, it's called Wanted for Murder.
Okay.
It's run by Inside Outside Theatre Company.
Cool. Whereabouts?
And we'll be performing. It's all Brisbane based.
Oh yeah, cool.
And we perform all around in like restaurants and little.
All right, that's enough, mate.
How about you give us a call in half an hour, and we'll see if you sound sharper than you sounded just now.
No. I'm going to give you tickets to go see Johnny English Strikes Again. It's out in cinemas this Thursday. Good on you, Lockie. Thanks for playing along, mate. It got too weird.
Are you going to see his show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it called again? Oh, I don't know. I've forgotten. Anyway, this is Powderfinger. Love your way. You with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Sometimes they can get a bit weird. It's a belter. Love your way. Powderfinger, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Look, we love your feedback across Facebook, Instagram and Twitter at Tom and Ollie. You can head there if you do want to get in touch. Ollie have been doing our fitness regime. You know, we're both Jimmy, swimmy type of dudes. Jumped in the pool today and... I don't know about you, but when I'm swimming, I love to try and switch my mind off because if you're thinking about the pool, I feel like you don't do as well or the meters will just drag on.
Yeah, okay.
So the way I try and switch my brain off so that I can just swim and not think about anything else is by singing in my head. Right?
Really? You sing in the pool?
I sing in the pool. But I have a little issue that I need your help with because you're the DJ of the show, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, I am a DJ. I know a lot of songs. Do you? I have a song I sing sometimes, and that is Life in the Fast Lane. That's all I ever sing.
Why? Because you're swimming in the fast lane?
Well, yeah, obviously.
Oh.
Do you sing that one? Or
I swim in the fast lane, yes.
I'm
actually allowed to swim in the fast lane because I swim under 60 seconds per 50 meters.
Yeah, well, obviously so do I.
Ollie, the song I sing is this one.
Really?
Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. It's 5 minutes long, so that's a quarter of the time that it'll take me to do a kilometre in the pool, right? So
yeah, but
it's long enough.
There's instrumental sections.
Yeah, I know. Well, I try and go through them in my head, you know, as well. But the problem is, this is way too fast. I want a song that can match my strokes so that when I sing it, I can kind of go to the beat of the song. Because I don't know if you do this while running, but I often beat match while running so you can kind of match the beat, right?
Yeah, okay.
So I'm kind of singing, so you think you can stone me and spit in my eye.
If you sing, I'll explain your stroke just then because no one can see that. But if you sing, I'll explain how slow you're going.
So you one think stroke, you can stone me stroke, and spit three, in my eye.
Too slow, isn't it?
Exactly. So, Ollie, I've worked out that my swimming is around about 60 beats per minute to 120 beats per minute because you can obviously double it. I reckon I'm swimming at about 60 beats per minute.
Okay, so you want me to get my DJ hat on and find some songs that you could swim to?
Exactly right.
Can I was going to say dance to, but...
Can you search for some?
Yeah, well, I've always got songs on hand, mate. So, right, so you're saying 120 BPM?
Yeah, 120, something like that.
I know a great few, like...
Because I literally did, for 100 metres, I did 54 strokes. So that's the beats per minute.
Well, why don't you get a bit of Pink on, mate? Yeah, stroke.
Oh, yeah,
stroke,
okay.
Anything.
I'm getting a stroke on with that.
And you can swim straight to a hen's party.
It's a bit poppy for me.
A bit poppy for you,
yeah,
isn't it?
I don't know if I like that.
Well, I'm a DJ, mate, so that's what I DJ with, pop songs. Yeah, all right, let's try this one. Stroke. I mean, that's your anthem.
That is my anthem. It's a very repetitive lyric, though.
Yeah.
I like it. That's why I like Bohemian Rhapsody, because it's got a story that you can follow along. You know?
Okay. Look, it's difficult. Mm. This could be good if you were struggling as well on the water.
Okay.
Actually, no, the lifeguard would sing this as they save you.
This is because I haven't been singing my song. The phrase... Oh, God, the fray. How long since you've heard the fray?
These are about 120 BPM, though. I don't know if you're swimming that fast, because I'm seeing you do the action right there, and I don't think you're keeping up.
Maybe I need something slower.
This could be a tad slower. This is Queen, different Queen song, though.
Okay. I want to break
free. Give a bit of that stroke.
I like that. Free. I think that's my song.
That's pretty accurate.
That's my jam.
Yeah, that's more of a medium lane song, but that's okay. You'll be in the medium lane.
Shut up, mate.
That's fine. There's no shame in that.
Oh.
There's no shame. One more. I've got one here.
Okay, all right.
This is for you when you're feeling good and you want to get out to the clubs afterwards.
Okay, hand it. I don't mind that.
And then at the end of the lap, you burst out of the water and go, gotta have some hot stuff, gotta have some love tonight.
Could have just let her sing it, couldn't you?
Well, yeah, sure. Tom and Ollie
on Triple M. A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Loving your feedback and messages on Instagram and Facebook at Tom and Ollie. I always say leave a massage.
You never say Twitter. What? It's one extra word, mate. There's three social networks.
It's two words and Twitter. But sure, go to Twitter.
Yeah,
no, it's good stuff. It's all at Tom and Ollie. But a couple of messages coming in. Glad to see Jason back involved in the show. We'll try
Jason.
And end the show with a Jason gag.
No, we won't.
No, it's good. I've read it.
Hurry up.
But quick shout out. I wouldn't normally do this, but Nathan's in the UK listening. He's in a car, in a Uber-style car with his driver. He said, mate, listen to the show. We love you guys. My driver, John, is an Aussie from Katoomba.
Yeah.
And they're comparing who, you know, how much they both masturbate after our chat earlier on with his driver. His driver's saying he does it heaps, and he's saying he doesn't do it much at all.
Great.
So Nathan and John from the UK, the number one international development show, I would say, Tom.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. This is Don't Cry, Guns N' Roses. You're Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions, especially about what that drive is like. It's The Living End with Don't Lose It, Triple M's Tom and Ollie before that, Guns N' Roses. I hope we do not finish with a joke from Jason, who always contacts us on Facebook at Tom and Ollie. You can also get in touch via Instagram and Twitter as well.
Now, Tom, I'm a nice guy. I'm a pretty friendly guy. I don't want to start any feuds here. I don't want to... I'm fairly peaceful. I don't... You know, you've got a feud going with Kyle Sanderlands.
No.
You called him a pig on air. You said you didn't like him.
No, I didn't.
I've got the audio on my phone of you saying, I don't like him.
Yeah, well.
I don't want to start a feud here, but I was watching some TV during the day today by accident. And I don't want to
be... What do you mean by accident?
Well, I don't want to be rude, but here's my... I'll just say it. With all due respect to guys like Larry Emder, Kylie Gillies, Tom Williams. I love Tom Williams ever since he was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
I got to say though, hosting a mid-morning TV show has to be the easiest gig ever.
Okay.
Because all I'm saying is the morning show, that's with Larry and Kylie. You got Studio 10 with the crew.
Yeah.
I mean, these are shows that are basically on at the gym and mums who are busy with their kids and it's on in the background.
Yeah. You're a pig.
It just seems to me like if I wanted a cushy job...
I reckon electrician is the easiest job in the world.
No, I can do it.
I'm a radio host. I just have a chat for trading, a living. But I can just let you know that I can go do electrician.
I'm not saying our job's hard. I mean, there are challenges, sure. we get tough callers sometimes, people calling up. We get mean comments. Tradies work hard, mate. I'm just saying a morning show where no one's really engaged.
You're a pig. You're an absolute pig.
What, you disagree?
100%.
You think it's a tough job?
Of course it's a tough job.
Teleprompter. Because they're not doing a Today Show, Sunrise, where they're up at 3 in the morning.
All right.
They're getting into work at 10.
Here's what we're going to do.
8 o'clock. I don't know.
I've just written down some words here. There's a little teleprompter. So if you want to be a morning show host, just read this teleprompter.
I will not read "I'm a dickhead" on air. I refuse to read that out. Look, I know you're upset because you know that you are the next Grant Denyer. You're the next Larry Emder. That's where your future's heading, and that's great.
That's not true. It's on the board. Survey says Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Oh, God, there's pumpkin everywhere. No. Don't give me the thumbs down, producer Tom. It's 1979.
Unsubscribe.
Tom and Ollie, don't talk over me, mate. Of course, after 9 o'clock.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after 9.
What? Someone's getting a bit stroppy over there. Maybe he needs to go and have a bit of a private time.
Whoa.
Tom, we were talking before on the show about... Well, you revealed that you were getting a bit, back in the day, a bit stroppy and a bit angry with your family because you hadn't had time to be private and have a release, as you called it.
It's kind of like the Snickers ad.
You're not you when you're hungry.
Well, except hungry, you know.
Yeah, you were pent up and you couldn't get one away, and so you were angry.
Hungry piggy.
So you weren't the only one. We've also had Lockie call up, and... Lockie joins us now. Evening, Lockie.
Hey, how you going?
Good, mate. Now, thanks for coming back to us. Half an hour ago, you said this.
My brain essentially just turns into mush.
Really?
I can't think straight and everything's like a chore. What? And I just get really sort of like spaced out and distant. You know, just like give me like a few minutes alone in my room. I come out and it's just like everything. It's like, oh, this is how my brain's supposed to work.
Now, it's been half an hour, Lockie. You've had a bit of time away from us, and good on you. Before, you couldn't answer this question. Can you answer it now? What is the square root of 36?
Well, math was never my strong suit.
Get back in the bedroom, buddy, and keep working at it, because you've still got a foggy head.
Yeah, I do. Let's just go and say 5.
The session didn't work, buddy. You still got a foggy head. What a shame.
I think what he's saying is there hasn't been one.
All right, mate. Well, we'll try again tomorrow.
Hang on. I'll give it another go. Is the square root 69?
Definitely go and have a session, buddy.
Oh, nice. thank you so much, Lockie. And did we just do what I thought we did?
What?
Oh, don't worry, I don't really want to
know. Can I just say, by the way, go to Facebook, Tom and Ollie, check out the video of the angry goat knocking over the town, getting angry, because it's got 60% of ha-has, Tom. That is incredible stats.
Mate, it's nothing like
camel chaos.
All right, we'll see you later.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app, and if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, @TomandOllie.